It's dark and powerful, and it'll be live on stage in the Basement Theater in the Fox Fine Arts Center here on the UTEP campus this coming Thursday through Sunday. It's The Pillow Man. And with me are the director of The Pillow Man, Abel Garcia, and actor Matthew Bianchi. Welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
First of all, just a warning to our listeners that the plot has adult language and content, so this is a grown-ups show. What is the oldest you would suggest, or the youngest, rather, that you would suggest for attendance?
I would say 17 is fine.
17, okay, so you don't even want the 12-year-olds there.
No, probably not.
Okie dokie, so we're talking truly dark. And give me a little thumbnail sketch, please, of The Pillow Man.
Yes, ma'am. It is basically about a writer named Katurian who writes these dark children's stories, and he has been taken into custody by two detectives, Detective Ariel and Detective Topolsky, because he is being accused of murders that are happening in the town that they live in. Coincidentally, they're all in the fashion of his story,
The murders are... Mm-hmm.
Yes. Exactly how the murders take place and the stories that he writes. So not to give too much away, but yeah, that's basically where you are by Act One, is you don't know if he did do it or if his mentally disabled brother did it. He takes care of his brother.
How many people are in the cast?
It is 8.
Okay.
It's 4 major roles and 4 players that act out 2 of his stories in between acts.
All right. And all of the actors are students?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a student production. Now, are you a student or faculty?
I'm a student.
You are also
yes,
a student.
Ma'am.
Okay. So this is all the way across. Now, Matthew, you play the sinister alcoholic detective Topolsky.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
How does this fit in with other roles that you have played? What's your background?
It's actually the most different role I've played. I've done different plays, like from Wizard of Oz to some short plays about a heroin addict who's dead and trying to convince his girlfriend to get off the heroin. But I've never played an alcoholic detective before.
First time. What crosses over from your previous roles?
I would say definitely the addiction aspect crosses over from previous roles. I've never really played a nice character before, so I've gotten used to being cast in these roles where the individual is not exactly the nicest of people.
So even a children's production, you were cast as a bad guy.
Yes, huh? I was the bad guy.
Yeah. Something about typecasting happening here. Are
yes,
so young. So you told me, Abel, that you're a sophomore?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are?
I would also be a sophomore.
Sophomore. And you're both, are you theater majors?
I'm a journalism major.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a BFA in performance and theater here at UTEP.
All right. Now tell me about, back to The Pillow Man, what time frame is it set in?
It is present. I felt like Martin McDonagh wanted this to be said in like a very universal kind of, he is a British playwright, and a lot of the language does suggest it being like a UK more or less way of speaking. But yeah, I said it here. They're doing a general American accent all the way around present day.
Now, again, talking about these things, I don't want to put you in a position to give too much away. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a minimalist presentation, not something that requires a great deal of staging and props and whatnot?
It's extremely deceptive, actually. Props
really?
Have been a nightmare throughout this whole process.
Anything you can tell us about?
Yes, a cross made of barbed wire. It's not really barbed wire. It looks like it. A spear, handcuffs, a box with toes.
A box of toes. That could be a toughie.
Yes.
Okay. I see people making things for you here. A lot of that.
Okay. Oh, yes. Absolutely. We have a props designer, Mark Sadler. He's been great. So it's very deceptive. There's a lot of fight choreography in it, too. It's extremely vicious. It's wickedly funny, too.
This
guy's getting beat up. And
now,
you
that
can't
part
help
I haven't picked up on.
It is. It
okay.
is funny.
All
it's,
right.
You feel bad laughing, but it's extremely funny.
Now, that's a complete surprise to me.
Dark comedy.
Okay, I hadn't picked up on that. Why do you think that appeals to us as adults? I mean, why do we do that? Tell me a little bit about why the psychology as you understand it.
For some reason, we enjoy to see things like people getting beat up, but jokes being made about it. I don't know, as adults, I guess it takes us away from our daily lives, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I think we're just glad it's not us.
Yeah.
That's one reason we find it funny.
As long as it's not happening to us, it's hilarious.
And it's hysterical, exactly.
It's kind of terrible, but it's hilarious at the same time.
Well, now, the production is free. Where does The Pillow Man fit in as far as all the different types of productions that come out of the theater department at UTIP?
Honestly, I would say we do like a variety of shows here. I think we have one of the stronger theater departments in the nation. We have to. We have great professors. We have a great faculty. And, I mean, we've done plays. Just last year, we did a British sex farce. We did Noises Off. Recently, we did Eurydice, which is considered an absurd take on the story of Orpheus, modern. Mm-hmm. And now this one, by Martin McDonagh, he's the writer of Seven Psychopaths, that film that just recently came out. Mm-hmm. I just think it's a wide variety. I think there's a lot of possibilities. I can't thank the department, Joel and Chuck, enough for letting me put this production on.
Yeah, I've never been disappointed. When I've attended anything in the theater department at UTIP, it's always been a good experience. I'm glad I went every time. And for those who are concerned about the construction on campus, I have to let them know that just go to On the Move, O-N-T-H-E-M-O-V-E, onthemove.utep.edu, and it's easy to find exactly where to park, and it's not difficult to get on campus at all. My guests today, Abel Garcia, director, and Matthew Bianchi, who plays, I love to say it, the sinister alcoholic detective Tupolsky, and talking about The Pillow Man, which opens on Thursday, this coming Thursday, July the 18th, runs through Sunday, 8 p.m. each evening. It's free, so report to the Basement Theater in the Fox Fine Arts Center here on the UTEP campus and enjoy The Pillow Man. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank
so
you.
Much.